A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski and 240 other mayors across the country have signed a letter asking Congress to take immediate action on gun violence. I'm Simone Cycling.
Second, this weekend marks 20 years since the tornado in downtown Salt Lake. Doug Wright remembers it well in just a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
Highway 6 still closed in both directions between Utah and Carbon counties, and that's at the Thistle Junction of Highway 89 over to north of Helper at Highway 191. We're also seeing slowdowns westbound SR-201 starting after 5600 West into Magna. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs boosting up to 90 today, mostly sunny skies, but an isolated thunderstorm in the evening. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
80 degrees now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. ABC News has learned new details in last weekend's mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas.
In an arrest warrant affidavit obtained by ABC News, police say 21-year-old Patrick Crucius surrendered to responding officers outside of his vehicle with his hands up, saying he was a shooter, and that while he was being interviewed by police, he told detectives he was targeting Mexicans during the shooting. Police say Crucius waived his Miranda rights, telling them he brought the AK-47 into the Walmart shopping center to kill Mexicans. Alex Stone, ABC News.
22 people were killed, dozens of others injured. Democrats were pushing gun control at the Iowa State Fair. ABC's Mary Alice Parks in Des Moines.
You have ice cream cones and turkey legs, but then the candidates talking about very serious issues. Almost every single one of the presidential candidates is commenting on whether or not they think the president of the United States is enabling white supremacists, and they're all getting these very stark and poignant questions about gun safety reforms.
Author, activist, and Democratic presidential hopeful Marianne Williamson at the Iowa Fair.
You cannot look to the conventional political establishment to fix the problem. They are the problem. It is time for the people to step in.
President Trump's been talking with the NRA on reforming the nation's gun laws.
President Trump says he believes the NRA could actually get behind him in his push to expand background checks.
They're really good people. They're great patriots. They love our country. They love our country so much. And frankly, I really think they're going to get there also.
The NRA says they oppose, quote, any legislation that unfairly infringes upon the rights of law-abiding citizens. Historically, the gun lobby has opposed expanding background checks. Jordan Phelps, ABC News, the White House.
The president has just left his re-election fundraiser in the Hamptons on Long Island, hosted by his friend Stephen Ross, the owner of Equinox and SoulCycle. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. For 10 years that I've been here in Utah, I've been hearing about this tornado 20 years ago. And joining us live in the studio, a firsthand account from someone who was just a couple hundred yards away from the twister 20 years ago this Sunday. Doug Wright is live in the studio, and we're glad to have you here on a nice, safe, relaxed,
That's right. That's sunny afternoon.
What do you remember from that day?
You know, I remember being, I did the morning show and the afternoon. I did 10 to noon and 1 to 3. So for that brief little hour, I had a chance to either get lunch or I could do some production, which I was doing. And our production studio is right in the middle of the building, so you had no access. You couldn't see outside. And my producer at the time, Liz Sanders, who was just terrific, but occasionally she would get energized. And you kind of go, okay, Liz, whatever. She came in. The door flew open. She goes, Doug, there's a tornado. You know, and I went, yeah, okay, sure, Liz. And she practically had to drag me out of the studio. Took me to our south windows on the second floor of Broadcast House. At the time, the Delta Center was right there in the windows. I saw the most ominous black-gray sky that I have ever seen in the state of Utah, and I saw this twirling mass. I'd never seen anything like it. And it was going right over then the Delta Center. Great big pieces of debris were flying off that building, roofing materials, plywood, whatever it was. And I stood there. I'm embarrassed to admit this. And my wife has chastised me endlessly because she's from Missouri where they know tornadoes.
Oh, yes.
I was standing right in front of the windows watching that thing. I felt like the bug in A Bug's Life. It's so beautiful. I can't help myself.
You just didn't know enough to be scared.
No, and it's coming. And I was so mesmerized by this thing. And fortunately, it didn't come straight over Broadcast House. I mean, can you imagine ripping all the satellite, you know, antennas and everything off the top? But it veered slightly to the east, and it went right over where the outdoor expo was going on. And that's where the only fatality was, right across the street east of where we are. I'm looking right over at where that went through. It devastated the show, just ripped it apart. I ran around to the bridge that goes across on the second floor, and I looked down, and it had spun our rotating door to the point where it broke it. Debris had flown in through the door as that thing was spinning. And I remember indelibly this person just coming in, kind of stumbling off the street, not seriously hurt, but something had hit him in his forehead, and you saw blood. And then we saw it just go off, and it went over what was then the construction site of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Conference Center. There was a great big crane that was there. Unfortunately, it was during the lunch hour. Everybody was down off that crane. A lot of people were, thankfully, because who knows what would have happened, just bent that crane over, went up through the Capitol grounds, through Memory Grove, into the upper avenues. And, oh, my goodness, I'd never seen anything like it. When I told my wife that night what I'd done, she goes, "You were standing in front of the windows? Are you kidding me?"
Right.
And as a Missourian, she knew that that was the time to go away from windows and down into the basement.
So the tornado went up to the state capitol.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was in the governor's office not long ago, and they reminded me, they call it the tornado desk. And in his more formal part of the office, he has kind of the working office behind, but in the more formal area where he receives dignitaries and so on, he has a desk called the tornado desk that is made out of some of the wood, some of the trees, historic trees that were just ripped to shreds up there on Capitol Hill. And what it did to Memory Grove was just, oh, man. And if I'm remembering correctly, you know, it's been a long time, but it seems to me that even Olene Walker, who, of course, was our governor for about 14 months after Mike Leavitt went to work in the Bush administration with the EPA, I seem to remember that Olene and Myron Walker's home was damaged in this up on the avenues. But a lot of, you know, just great Utahns had some serious damage done in the avenues. And then it started to kind of break up a little bit at that point. But a swath right through this area, right where we're sitting.
A serious tornado. 20 years ago, Sunday, Doug Wright, it's a privilege to have you in the studio. I feel like I'm sitting on your knee for story time.
Oh, listen to this.
Thank you so much. KSL News Time 422. It's more pedestrian after hearing all that. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
If you're headed southbound on I-15, you're going to see slowdowns waiting for you at 3300 South through Midvale. Northbound I-15, that's going to be jammed up as you're going from the bottom end of Draper all the way to the south interchange. A little bit of slowing eastbound I-215 South Belt from the golf course over to I-15, and a crash called out on State Street at about 2200 South. Michelle?
Well, we have some slowing. This is southbound I-15 around SR-92 to about 2100 North. Again, Pleasant Grove Boulevard with a crash at University Parkway off-ramp. Highway 6 is still closed both directions between Helper and Thistle. They're hoping to have it open later today. Steve or Mark?
Looks a lot better, Murray, up into South Salt Lake right now. Then it opens up nicely north I-15 till you get into Farmington right at the split with Highway 89. Extra heavy delays from that point rolling up into Clearfield SR-193. Critics are raving about T.C. Christensen's best movie yet, The Fighting Preacher. ABC rated the film an A for spot-on performances and an overall wonderful human adventure. Fighting Preacher, see it today. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9th. The 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here. The first thing I worry about are the isolated storms that are in the forecast as they try and clear away these mudslides.
Yeah, I think we're actually okay. So we had that one cell that boiled up and brought about a tenth of an inch to Salt Lake City. It raced across around the 2 o'clock hour, and now it's gone. Some storms still linger over central and southern Utah. In fact, some heavy storms producing some moderate rain there. For us here along the Wasatch Front, I think we're going partly cloudy skies and 67 tonight. I think we'll start out with some clouds tomorrow morning, Jeff. A chance for a few little morning sprinkles. Otherwise, it should be a mostly sunny day, and then a little cool front nudges by Saturday night into Sunday. That's going to drop temperatures Sunday and Monday into the 80s for highs, lows in the 60s. It'll be sunny. It'll be nice and cool. It'll be a great weekend. We're back to mid-90s next week with lots of sun. No more storms once we get through tonight and tomorrow morning.
So there's wind in the forecast for tomorrow. How bad?
The winds ought to be 20 to 25 miles an hour out of the south. Those winds are coming ahead of that weak little front that's going to be coming down and dropping temperatures for our Sunday. So gusty winds across the state, but not. I don't think we'll see damaging winds out of that that deal tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot. Kevin Eubank, 84 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL News Time, 425.
Hi, this is Carol Royce with KW Utah Realtors, Keller Williams Realty. I have been helping families get their homes sold all across northern Utah. If you're thinking of selling your home, call me today. There are two important things that separate me from other agents. Number one, my guarantee home sale offer. Of course, some terms and limitations apply. And secondly, the fact that I have thousands of ready home buyers in my database ready to buy now. The fact is, I may already have a buyer for your home. I sell homes faster and for top dollar with my exclusive home buyer system. These are real home buyers, not investors, and they'll pay you top dollar for a home to live in. If you're serious about selling your home, call me today. Carol Royce, 801-803-6211. That's 801-803-6211. Or go to CarolHasTheUtahBuyers.com. That's CarolHasTheUtahBuyers.com and start packing.
Sell your home fast for top dollar. Call Carol Royce, 803-6211.
When clients come in, I think what they can feel is our passion.
That's Robert Violante at Diamonds Direct, talking not about price or selection or warranties, but about the total experience, the world-class treatment every guest receives from minute one.
I can't tell you how many clients either leave a five-star Google review or call us and let us know that they shopped everywhere else, but when they walked into Diamonds Direct, the way that they were greeted, the way that they were treated, and how they were educated and made to feel part of the process was unlike anything else that they've experienced.
It's about respect for the customer, a genuine appreciation for the opportunity. It's about transparency and honesty and creating an environment where there's no stress, no pressure. In fact, at Diamonds Direct, we make it fun.
Oh my goodness, it's so much fun. You know, clients will walk in and say, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Is there a party? No, this is just every day. We're having a great time and that energy is catching and they're leaving saying, this was the best experience I ever had.
Diamonds Direct, where a great value price is just the beginning.
I'd love to see you. I'd love to have you come and visit the showroom. We'll take great care of you.
Get store hours and directions at DiamondsDirect.com.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
I got swept up in Doug Wright's storytelling. I forgot about the business news. Google says it's fixed a problem preventing news stories from showing up in Google News. The platform wasn't updating or posting top stories earlier this week, much to the chagrin of loyal Google newsers. Lucky Charms lovers, rejoice. General Mills has announced it'll start selling small bags of just the marshmallows. Starts next month. On Wall Street, stocks ended broadly lower. It was a turbulent week of trading that wraps up with the Dow losing 90 points today, closing at 26,287. The S&P 500 fell 19 points. The NASDAQ composite dropped 80.